This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you just might hear something from our first guest, Frank Silvato, from the undergroundusa.com website, and that would be him right here.
Mr. Captain.
There they are. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. Go back in. See ya. There we go. 79 degrees, partly cloudy, and they didn't want to be out in the cool weather.
Yeah, good.
I'm saying that because I'm going to mention the weather in Mississippi here in a minute. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, it's a digital Dunkirk in Afghanistan. A massive group of veterans and pastors and retirees for the past couple of weeks, very quietly behind the scenes, have been using intel and satellites and the Internet and satellite phones to direct Afghan interpreters around the Taliban checkpoints, and in some cases, to direct them right out of the country to a safe area.
Yeah, there's a massive effort afoot by private citizens and private organizations here in the United States to help the people that our government is stranding over there.
That's right.
You know, it's a testimony to the American people, but what it defines it even more is that the American people disagree vehemently with how their government is acting on this.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're appalled. We are absolutely appalled at what the Biden administration is doing, the fact that they're trying to deflect on this, pivot away from it, try to blame everybody else, not to mention the sentence that they've levied against the innocent people of Afghanistan, and especially the women.
Yep.
You know, you don't strand people who invested in you for 20 years. You just don't do it. It's not right. And what the Biden administration is doing is they're trying to place politics and ideology, which is now exposed as being elitist, arrogant, self-serving, and self-centered, above what's right. They're not doing what's right. And that's not what America stands for. So they are not representative of the American people at all.
Nope. And over the weekend, we found out that the British military went in and got 20 of their SAS military members, which that's their special forces, out of Kandahar, that they were in a situation where they were trapped and they couldn't get out of there. They were basically in hiding. They landed one of their C-130s on the highway up there, loaded everybody in, and away they went. And we can't go anywhere in Afghanistan? Come on.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. That's saying that the Taliban is more powerful than the U.S. military, which I refuse to believe on every level. As a matter of fact, France, Britain, and Germany had operations that were outside the airport to extract their nationals and their military personnel who were stranded.
That's right.
To the point, and I mentioned his name in one of the pieces I have over at undergroundusa.com. There was one U.S. general who looked at his British counterpart and said, "Hey, can you stop like grabbing up Americans and bringing them back with your people too? Because you're making us look bad because we don't have something in place."
Yeah,
that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It is unacceptable that we know that our allies can be doing everything they can to get their people out, and we've just kind of we're not going to do it. And then Biden, and then the president gets on television and says, "We will leave no American behind." Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you something else here, okay? We just heard that the Taliban have refused to allow the Americans and the Brits to stick around until after August the 31st to complete doing what they're doing. They said, "Nope, there will be ramifications if you do that." Well, bring them on, because we're not going to be able to get our people out of there by the 31st.
Yeah, and with the performance we're seeing so far from the Biden administration, the people who are there who won't be able to get out by the 31st, they better start figuring out things for themselves, because your government has left you high and dry. Uh-huh. And when the Taliban, which now, and you mentioned this in an earlier segment today,
yep,
with the Taliban and who they are this time around,
yep,
those ramifications are going to be incredibly grisly and deadly.
Yep. They are worse than they ever were.
You know, this is some serious stuff. And if the U.S. military, which is the most powerful apparatus militarily on the face of the planet, can't be employed to save Americans in harm's way, then, you know, there was some scuttlebutt from, I think you sent it to me, in a message about a general who said he should be tried for treason.
That's correct. That was from the Great Britain area. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Sobato from undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and by the way, that's the total combined of the internet plus the terrestrial radio listeners, and that also includes our audience in India listening to us over there. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers in the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Yep, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. By the way, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the hottest SUV on the market, and that would be the all-new redesigned Rogue. Boy, what a car that is. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, and have more money in your pocket than what you thought you were going to have. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. So check them out today. Moss Nissan, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And next month, a brand new dealership is coming. Oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. A grand opening. Online, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, tell them Frank Salvato sent you too, right, Frank?
Absolutely. If you're going to get a car, you got to get over there. It's the best deal in town.
It is. Absolutely. Okay. Now, not to be outdone here, we could spend hours talking about about what's going on in Afghanistan right now. But the fact of the matter is, one of the things he did yesterday, and people don't even know what this is, he activated the Emergency Civil Rescue Reserve Air Fleet for Afghanistan and the evacuations. He actually activated 16 different airlines, told American Airlines, I need six of your planes right now. And this is all outside of Afghanistan. They're not flying into Afghanistan. They're going to be picking up passengers outside. But that's a kind of a tough road to hoe there for some people.
Yeah, the words they used is they compelled. They compelled the airlines to give planes. So basically what they did is they impounded the planes for federal use.
I know where that comes from, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of confounded on this whole move, too. There's really no reason with the fleet of C-17s and even C-130s that we have that we would have to do that. There's no reason that with the allied countries that we have in the area, thanks to President Trump, remember all those peace pacts that he had between Middle Eastern countries and Israel?
Boy, do I.
We could stage things at U.S. air bases over there to make sure military aircraft was transporting these people. So I'm kind of at a loss for why this was needed. It really sounds like something that was a political move to posture in the media than anything else.
Well, the basis on it, Frank, comes from the Berlin airlift.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this guy likes to bastardize history in order to bolster his look. The fact of the matter is he's very, very late to the game, and now his feigned concern, and I have to say that, because when you get asked a question about, so how do you feel about the people who are falling off airplanes to their deaths, and your immediate response is, that was 4 or 5 days ago, man.
Yeah.
That doesn't telegraph a lot of compassion or empathy. So I believe that his concern for the Afghan people is all show for the cameras. And it really is sickening. The whole way around, this administration's handling of this is really just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we found out that the State Department had a crew internally that was saying in early July that this was going to go south, and it's going to go south hard.
Well,
so don't do it. And the Secretary of State just ignored the report.
It goes back to June. The first report came the middle of June from the intel community to the president himself.
You know, this is either the gatekeeper not caring or his immediate counsel not expressing to him how incredibly egregious not following that warning would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's a dereliction of duty beyond anything that should be tolerable.
Well, you know you're in trouble when you get somebody on the CNN panel, everybody on the CNN panel on Sunday, namely yesterday, that accused Biden of serious disconnect with the Afghan reality.
And let's see if they keep going with this, because there's not only a disconnect with the Biden administration and what's going on in Afghanistan, although this is the one that's going to have the most deadly and grave consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But it's with everything this administration does.
Yep.
Everything. He has no clue how his decisions are affecting the mass of the American people. Higher fuel prices, higher food prices, higher construction prices. You know, everything is going through the roof when it comes to cost, and our level of freedom is diminishing at a rapid, rapid pace.
Now,
what has this guy done that's benefited the American people or anybody around the world?
Not much, but I'll tell you this much. His poll numbers in an NBC poll, now this is important, his poll numbers in an NBC poll are now underwater by 7 points.
Matt, the thing that concerns me with that poll is not that he's underwater, he should be underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's that 43% of the people still believe he's doing a good job.
Right. You're right.
How can that possibly be? How can that possibly be?
Well, that's
that 43% of the people in the United States, or even if it's just likely voters, are supporting this guy with his horrible and devastatingly destructive performance.
That's that group that wants all that free stuff. They're still there.
Well, then you know what? The blood of the Afghan people are on your hands, people.
Mm-hmm.
You greedy free stuff wanting supporters of Joe Biden who think he's doing a good job. Your hands are dripping with Afghan blood, and there's no way to wash it off. I hope you're proud of yourself when you're grabbing your free stuff.
Yeah, and how about all those hundreds of released Gitmo detainees that found their way back onto the battlefield and showed up there in Kabul in the last few days? By the way, there's somebody else. The Taliban named an Al-Qaeda-linked most wanted terrorist as their new security chief in Kabul. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's Khalil Haqqani from the Haqqani Network.
Yeah.
He's got a $5 million bounty on his head, and he's on the most wanted list.
Yep.
And he's the new security place in Kabul.
Yep. We'll see how long.
I guess that's what they meant by an inclusive government when they announced that, huh?
Yeah, and then Joe Biden has got a little competition coming here from Donald Trump, because Donald Trump had another huge rally in Alabama over the weekend. And former President Trump said was, what's taking place in Afghanistan made our withdrawal from Vietnam look like child's play. Perhaps in world history, there's never been a withdrawal operation that's been handled as disastrously as this. A president who's been illegitimately elected and has now brought great shame in many ways to our great country. I'm formally calling on Joe Biden to resign as president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
It's legitimate to ask for his resignation in this instance. It is not only a disaster, it's a disaster that's going to cost millions of lives. Millions of lives.
Well,
there's no question about that.
Yeah, and we know what's going to happen in Afghanistan. They're going to line the women and children up. Anybody that's been westernized is marked. And by the way, they've come to the houses to check to see who's where and there. And the ones that they're going to come back to see, they've got a mark in their house to make sure they come back to the right house to get them.
Yeah, they have been instructed that if you have a girl older than 12 and younger than 40, to put an X on your door, because they are now property of the Taliban.
Yep.
And if you are a Christian in that country and they can identify you as such, you get set on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get set on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely, positively. We got more to talk about if you want to stick around.
You bet.
All right, hang on there. I'll be right back, folks, with more Frank Salvato. We've only touched some of the tip of the iceberg here. We got more to talk about, like that big cyber attack that happened. What you hear about this one? The State Department. Again. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German military officials in Kabul, Afghanistan are reporting a deadly firefight broke out at the airport on Monday between Western security forces and Afghan guards. The incident at the north gate of the airport involved German and U.S. security forces. The statement from the German military did not say whether the guard killed at the airport was a Taliban fighter. Biden is scheduled to watch a virtual G6 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. President Biden on Sunday said the evacuation crisis in Afghanistan could extend beyond August 31st. At least 21 people were killed and some 20 others missing after severe flash floods swept through Humphreys County in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Up north, the system named Henri is drenching the northeast with rain Monday. Henri, which made landfall as a tropical storm Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island, moved northwest through Connecticut. It has flooded areas as far as New Jersey before drenching northeastern Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You know, the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law are under attack, and now is the time to rise up to protect conservative ideas. You can join me on Thursday, September the 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay to hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, who might be the governor-elect from California at that time, and also our own Rebecca Walser from Tampa, a Fox News contributor, and Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Now, we'll have a lively panel discussion and a special in-person address by Governor Ron DeSantis, who will be on stage for 20 minutes. The VIP reception starts at 5:30. The main event starts at 7. Tickets are going to go fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today by going to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. And I look forward to seeing you there on the 23rd of September. All right, back to Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I hope you can make it that night because we might have a special place for you.
If I can get airlifted better than the people in Afghanistan over to Tampa, I'll be there.
Silver Airways. All right, well, yeah. I just noticed we have a caller on the line here. Let's go over there. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just wanted to ask a question.
I've been through a lot of events, and you watch a lot of people, and it ends up that somebody's always trying to sell a book. They've written a book. And usually if you want to buy the book or read it, it's hard copy. And I got to tell you, I wish these people would write books that are in paperback to begin with. When I was a kid, I have a paperback copy of 1984. And I got to tell you, I have so many hardcover books that they load up so fast. If you're trying to move them, you can forget it. So I've actually quit buying them. Why don't people just write paperback books to begin with?
I don't know, but thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I have no idea, Frank.
Well, it's usually a second or third printing that go with the paperback books, but today with digital everything, you can read it just about anything. So if you carry a Kindle around with you, you got your whole library.
Yeah.
You don't have to pack anything. So, I've moved hardcover books before. They are a pain in the behind. But there's a lot of choices out there today. So go digital, go light.
Now, I want to mention here, we talked briefly about Biden's poll numbers continuing to drop. CBS put out a poll, too, where he's underwater when it comes to Afghanistan by some 7 points. And I think he got asked a question about that on the way out of his press conference yesterday, and he kind of laughed it off.
Yeah, why would he want to address that? He also kind of ignored people who were asking about special forces over in Afghanistan. He just doesn't want to answer any questions about Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't briefed on it. It's not in his teleprompter to answer that. He doesn't have the reporter to call on for the pre-manufactured answers that his handlers give him for this. So, you know, he just shuffles off and goes into the mist, and if someone says, how come he didn't answer the question, he can feign that he didn't hear it, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
They don't address the things that people want to know, because they can't control that narrative.
Now, an ambitious sense of purpose has come to define Kathy Hochul, who happens to be set to become the New York State's first female governor after midnight tonight. Now, she is from Buffalo, New York. I know a little bit about her there in Buffalo. And we're going to see what kind of a governor she's going to be, because Cuomo will be gone as of midnight tonight. He's out. She's in. What do you think?
Well, she's got an opportunity, a very large opportunity to prove to the people of New York that she's not a politician, that she's a public servant, which is what the people of New York desperately need, especially in the city of New York. You know, so let's see where it falls. So far, what you're hearing from her and her office is that she plans on pivoting pretty hard away from the policies that Cuomo has employed over the, especially the past year and a half.
Right.
But that remains to be seen. But again, she's got a fantastic opportunity to bring a semblance of public service back to the governor's mansion in New York. And get away from this kind of authoritarian rule that everybody has been experiencing up there for the last, three terms?
Right. Now, the State Department is the latest to fall victim to another cyber attack, and notifications of a possible serious breach were made to the Department of Defense Cyber Command over the weekend by Fox News. Now, the extent of the breach and the perpetrators behind the attack remains unclear at this time, and that's all I really know about it.
Yeah, they're being kind of tight-lipped about the fact that they haven't hardened everything the way they said they were going to harden everything.
Correct.
You know, the Biden administration came out shortly after he was inaugurated saying that was one of the priorities of his administration was making sure that our government computer systems were hardened so that this will never happen again, because that delinquent Donald Trump didn't care about whether or not we had secure computer operations in the government. Well, you know, if he was serious about that, something would have been done. Evidently, when you can hack into the State Department computers during a time when Afghanistan is in the news and major decisions and information are flying through their computer systems, you haven't really done anything.
Mm. Now, schools don't have enough problems without this, but here's another one for them. Bus driver shortages are the latest challenge hitting the U.S. schools. Many are now paying $20 plus per hour to get drivers.
Yeah, you got to hope you can get the people back that you had. When you shut schools down for over a year, in many instances anyway, all of the axillary jobs go away. School bus companies weren't going to keep people on the payroll during COVID. There was no one to bring back and forth.
Nope.
So, why would they incur that cost? So now they've got to repopulate their employee base. So yeah, of course you're going to do this, especially when in some places anyway, you've had unemployment compensation that was giving them more than what they could make if they went to work.
Yeah. I got a question for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Should the U.S. back the anti-Taliban resistance after missteps in Afghanistan, which, according to reports over the weekend, not only had control of the one province that they were sitting in that had never been taken over by anybody, but gained two more? Is that correct?
Yep. They got three now in total. Taliban's even sending reinforcements back up to engage them and try and take them back. Should we back them? Abso-freaking-lutely. Will they accept our help is the question that we have to ask. If I had an ally that just screwed me the way we screwed the people of Afghanistan, I'd be shocked if they didn't want to shoot us themselves.
And my understanding is the one that's leading this is the former vice president of Afghanistan, and the hero of that northern army that was up there that was killed, his son is in charge.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who are pushing back against us in Afghanistan, and the world should come to their aid. We are not in a moral position to be able to dictate anything over there right now.
Nope.
But when you ask the question, should we come to their aid? Should we support them? Yes, we should. And we should do it with hat in hand if you are in the Biden administration after what they did to those people. And I won't even say what we did, because the Biden administration doesn't represent me in their actions. I'm appalled by them. The overwhelming majority of Americans are appalled by what they're doing over in Afghanistan.
They scrubbed the phone call that was made between Biden and the president of France, Macron, because apparently they didn't like what was said on it, and that was wiped off.
Well, President Macron was talking to him about moral responsibility in Afghanistan and chastising him for his decisions, and that comes in tandem with Parliament. Condemning Mr. Biden, not the United States, but the Biden administration itself.
That's right. That's right.
For his decisions. And Tony Blair, the former prime minister of England, calling Mr. Biden an imbecile.
Right.
And that's a quote.
Yep. And then, of course, the general, the officer in the British that was in charge of Afghanistan for quite some time, said that he should be tried under a court-martial. For treason.
Well, we've got different laws over here, but I like the sentiment that he's floating.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for sticking around, and I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. That's Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Frank Silvato. We have him on every Monday and every Friday. I'd have him on more if I could do it, but that's about all he can handle. So I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. He'll be around tomorrow, by the way. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, you can call them at 941-922-2345 and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Matthew Bruce. How are you this morning, Captain?
Doing pretty good. Now, by the way, we had us a big old barn-shaking, roof-thumping NASCAR race, and Ryan Blaney came out on top, barely.
Yes, he did. He came through. God bless the man. The Ford group is doing fantastic. this year. So, hey, they're extending their winning streak there. Good old Michigan. Good old right outside of the Detroit area. Not too far from there. And so Old Ford is.
What was the name of that sponsor? The Fire Masters Casino? Was that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. You're crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I never heard of such a, well, anyway, I guess I think it's an Indian casino, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, sports gambling is going to be getting, you know, prevalent all over the country now, to say the least. Let's switch to football a little bit.
Sure.
You know, Titans coach, Rabel, diagnosed with COVID-19. Played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Saturday. If it was a regular season game, I wonder if it would have been forfeited.
I wonder that, because, again, if anybody tested positive, okay, they forfeit the game. That's my understanding.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out this year, Captain.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how they're going to move the games, what they're going to do. Just going down the list of what's going on in the NFL for everybody out there. Shanahan isn't ready to name Garoppolo, the 49ers starting, but said nothing has changed. So I coach talk again. Carson Wentz is going to return to practice today, you know, after ending his surgery, coming back pretty quick for the Colts. We'll see how that pans out. The kid they drafted, though, didn't look too bad Saturday, to say the least, Eason. So. Cam Newton, it appears, is going to be the starter up in New England for the Patriots this year.
For now.
And for now, exactly. We'll see how the kid from Alabama does, good old Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, transpires, just like in San Francisco, and trade Lance. We'll see how that transpires up there.
Now, I got to talk about hockey for a second here for a different reason altogether.
Yes.
The guy that they call Mr. Ranger, Raj Jaber. And I remember watching him play hockey. Didn't have a helmet, none of that stuff. He took a bunch of shots. I mean, I can remember when he get whacked. Boy, did he get whacked with a puck every now and then, because he played hard and fast. And he played for the New York Ranger. He died at the ripe young age of 80.
Yeah. He had a nice life, 80 years of age, after playing hockey for a lot of years, especially back in that era, you know, taking a beating. He did a heck of a job, and he was Mr. Ranger. He gave you 100% every time out on the ice. So, again, God rest his soul, and prayers out to his family and friends. I'm sure it'll be a good celebration of his life, though, Captain, to say the least. How about Miguel Cabrera blasting his 500th career home run?
About time.
Yeah.
And he's only what, 45 hits shy of 3,000?
Yep, correct. I'm curious who the next one will be. The Tampa Bay Rays, Nelson Cruz, he's about 57 away, but he's 41. Can you go two more years, Captain? That'll be the story there, see if he's the next guy. Normally, when you get to 500 home runs, you're pretty much guaranteed the Hall of Fame, unless it's a steroid issue. So, wish him well.
And I still say Fred McGriff should have been put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, to be that close, Dale Murphy's another gentleman.
Yep.
I mean, I agree with having a benchmark, but when you're that close, then let's look at some other aspects of your career. And if it's that close, let's get you in. It's funny how they vote sometimes, these Hall of Fames, to say the least. I personally would rather have people in the Hall of Fame vote for the Hall of Famers versus just a bunch of people that have watched them play.
By the way, can the Rays play Baltimore all the time?
Everybody would like that. Hey,
they just lost for the 18th time in a row.
Yeah,
Baltimore,
a rough year up there in Maryland, and we talked about a storied franchise. If you go back to the 70s with the Baltimore Orioles,
Earl Weaver.
They were always having a shot at the World Series, winning the division, and. It just hasn't been the same up there. Hopefully they'll get back to prominence here in the near future. The Ravens up there have done well for that organization. So,
By the way, I understand LeBron James is a little bit miffed for not receiving any votes as being the top NBA player. And his message to the fans was, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, please.
And they did that on purpose because of his politicalization of what he's doing now.
You know, no question. Charles Barkley said it perfectly. You know, at the end of the day, we all have our opinions, and that's fine. But, you know, stay in your lane. You play basketball. And you know, that's why a lot of people like Charles. He tells it like it is, and he doesn't play sides. And I hope one day he runs for governor in Alabama. That's another thing, Kathy. I think we need to get a little bit more thick-skinned and not get all this political sensitivity here in this, you know, country.
Okay, so college football comes back this week, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And is there a game Thursday night, I think?
No, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday they will get it going. There's some games, but no major games till the weekend, Captain, you know. But it'll be nice to see how that all pans out, to say the least, with you know, the NCAA football this year, the guys making money off their name. I'm curious what people are going to say about that. C.J. Stroud will be the starter for the Ohio State Buckeyes, to talk a little college football, let everybody know he's going to be the big story this year. But they play against Minnesota on September the 2nd.
Oh, we got to mention the Little League World Series.
Yes, Florida plays in the semifinal. What a game yesterday with Georgia. A lot of great Little League baseball to watch. Let's support the youth and the kids, man. And God bless them. That's where it all starts. The foundation for our future, young men and women, is sports when it's done right.
Okay, I gotta let you go because we're running out
of time. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
God bless you and everybody, and I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And this is what Patrick Hyland does when he's doing stuff.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and, you know, today has been an interesting day on the Captain's America Third Watch. All the news that we had here, I mean, it's unbelievable how you can start out on a Monday morning and have about six different directions you can go, but it's all related to what's going on in Afghanistan, unfortunately. And I wish we had something better to talk about, but we have to keep talking about Afghanistan because this president has made it upon himself to drag this country down the toilet for whatever reason, whether it's intentional, whether it's unintentional, whatever the deal is, don't know. But he said, and I quote, I had a basic decision to make. I either had to withdraw America from a 20-year war that depended on whose analysis you accept costs us $150 million a day for 20 years or $300 million a day for 20 years. We've lost 2,448 Americans, dead, 20,722 wounded. I would either increase the number of forces or keep that going to or ending the war, he said. Well, you blew it, Joe. It's not that we didn't want the people out of Afghanistan. It's the way you went about it. You blew it, plain and simple. And you've left a black eye for all to see, and we don't like it. It's going to be very difficult for Joe Biden to do anything else. He's basically now a lame.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.